This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got dick pic currency, gym motivation, and a torrid love affair that involves three souls. Check it out, share it with friends. Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I'm going to say it again because I say it every week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you. Keep putting the word out. Listen, I get snaps and tweets and DMs from you guys every week, and it quite literally sautés my sausage. Okay? Every time you send me a video or a picture of you listening, and also when you're on like a road trip and you got a whole crew listening, oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. Keep doing that. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends, your coworkers. We are in the thick of it. You've graduated or you've finished a semester, and now, or you're just out of college and you don't even remember the days of finishing, because this is forever. You're in the forever game, and summertime blues is coming up. Gets a little lonely these times of year. That's when you need Papa JT singing sweet nothings into your ears, and pass that gift along. Give it to a friend, a coworker. This is when we really hit a stride. People find us over the summer. So keep spreading the word. People are looking for shit to do and listen to. Please keep spreading the word. Also, I'm coming home to Boston. June 22nd, I'm going to be at Laugh Boston, 10 o'clock show. If you're thinking, 10 o'clock on a school night? Well, you're a fucking pussy, okay? Take one night to go out with your friends and have a laugh, because we'll be bringing I'm going to be bringing my full bag of Haas. Okay, I'm bringing that full sack of Haas with me up the Amtrak to Boston Thursday, June 22nd at 10 p.m.
The Wizard of Haas.
The Wizard of Haas. That's me. Papa JT, the Wizard of Haas. This is the new... yes. Bringing his bag of lols. So if you have a friend that like doesn't know about... This is different than the podcast. It's a stand-up show. You should all come. We're going to have fun. We're going to have some drinks. It'll be great. 10 o'clock, Laugh Boston. I love when you guys come to shows, and it's always cool because I always know who you are. Because always one dude, I was at the Cellar Saturday, and this dude and his girlfriend came to the show, and they were like, I got him on like the standby list, you know, helped him out to sold out show, you know, helped him to get in. And I'm 5 minutes into my set. I'm hosting this show, 5 minutes in. J-Train! And I'm like, thank you. It's like, you know, it's like having your mom all of a sudden turn into a bro when you guys show up. So thank you for coming. Come in Boston, June 22nd, 10 o'clock show. Laughboston.com is where you can get tickets. And that's how I'm going to bring on today's guest. A fellow Bostonite himself, an OKP. He's been on before. We're happy to have him back. Original key player, John Fish. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Totes Preach, great to have you.
Is that why you wore the Patriots hat today?
Or this is for you. Day?
All right, thanks.
To feather your nuts.
Nice.
Awesome. Nice. Great to have you. All of you guys, John is so fucking funny. At Johnny Fish on Twitter, at JD Fish on Instagram. Go follow him, support him. What's going on, buddy?
Now, do I have to yell too?
You don't have to yell.
Okay, that your intro didn't fit onto, it wouldn't have fit onto two Snapchat things.
yeah. You gotta lengthen those out. You gotta save it real quick and then keep adding.
You know I'm not gonna ever figure
We're marching
that out.
Towards a minute.
You put me on Snapchat.
I did put you on Snapchat. I introduced you to the medium where you can find all the shits and tits. What's going on, buddy?
I'm more IG story now.
I think that's where everyone's going.
Yeah.
That's where the world is siphoning itself onto Instagram. Yeah. I like Instagram. I like it the most. I think it's the most. I mean, Snap I like because you have just the option of sending it out to a few people. Like
individually?
Spraying out a message.
But then you start messaging with someone, and then like if a few hours go by, the message is
Forget
gone.
What they're saying.
And, yeah, you have no idea.
It's a one message and done thing.
Okay.
Now the younger kids are talking about the streak. You don't want to break the streak.
That
is seen as something as like a bad thing. If you're messaging back and forth with a girl and she doesn't come back with something. There are people out there that have been on year streaks.
Whoa.
And that, I'll say to them, I got, you know, that's, you're in what they call the no fuck zone, buddy.
Yeah.
It's time to break that streak. Time to clean those underpants. Those are streaky underpants. I love having, an OKP on because we can get right in it. You know the show.
Yes.
You have a show coming up in Jersey, would you say?
I do have a show coming up June 2nd in Jersey. It's supposed to be a good show with me and Ophira. Yeah.
Ophira, who was just on, she was fantastic. So all of you go follow John on Twitter and Instagram, at Johnny Fish on Twitter. JD Fish on Instagram. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You want to help the children of the world?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. What on God's green earth is wrong with you? That's the name of this email.
I
don't know what we're getting into. Okay? Jared, my favorite Republican Jew. Shh, don't tell comedy people. No, I'm not. I wouldn't consider my. Why so many y'all are Democrats? No, this is my buddy's. I have a friend who has the same argument with me. Why so many y'all are Democrats defies logic. Y'all are family oriented, value education, and typically hate taxes. Great podcast, by the way. Well, thank you, buddy. On to the issue at hand. While on vacation in Greece, this is the most J Train podcast sentence. It goes from my favorite Republican Jew to while on vacation in Greece.
I'm listening. I got Astoria ties here, so
I heard the Greek. You have a what?
The Greek Astoria ties. I'm ready.
You know
this guy.
I heard your podcast establishing dick pic value. Hmm. So we discussed on a podcast earlier. I'm not sure who that was with, but I do remember this conversation that we were saying, what's the currency for a dick pic? Like what's the female
equivalent?
Yeah. A dick pic being worth tasteful side boob? What kind of economic value are you establishing here? How would one ever get full-on titty city? Dare say I even asked the question as to how you get full-on nudes? From what I'm hearing, I'd have to stand contorted in front of a mirror spreading butt cheeks to see some face with lingerie. He's making a valid point here, I gotta say. Moreover, the real problem here is that you put out that into the ethos. This is my favorite email ever. He's fact-checking me.
It was the episode with Justin Smith.
Justin Smith, yes. Now we have co-eds walking around here thinking they have something more value than it really is. We need a race to the bottom, Jared, not inflated currency. You just turned this into a Greenspan starting a housing bubble. I look forward to your thoughts and hopefully change in perspective. Yeah, you might have changed me on this one. What do you think?
What was it? What was established?
A dick pic was a side boob.
What?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, you undersold.
Undersold.
No,
yeah.
But I don't think we said it just as side. We were like, it doesn't have to be, because the question was, is spread legs the equivalent?
I don't think
we were like, no.
I don't think vagina is the equivalent of dick.
Agree.
I think tit is the equivalent of dick. Because here's the thing. If I'm going to establish, let's establish something. If I'm at a field drinking at a party and I go take a piss in the woods and all of a sudden I turn and show the whole party my dick, I'm over that in like 10 minutes. A girl, if she's at a party in the woods drinking, decides to flash the party, we're beyond it in the same amount of time.
You still remember it.
Everyone would remember that my dick came out, but it wouldn't be the talk of the town. As would the tit that came out, we'd be like, okay, 10 minutes later, we'd be done high-fiving. And then we'd settle into, where's the next tit coming from?
Okay.
And I think that's the same thing with the dick. We'd be settling for, okay, who's next to show their penis pissing in the woods?
But it's definitely not side boob. It's definitely full on
it's
with
full
nipple.
On tit with nipple. Yeah. No face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the equivalent, right?
Yeah.
Are you ever send tit pics?
No.
Never.
I missed my generation.
Yeah. It's right now. The time is now.
But I would be a pedophile if I sent it to the people that would be accepting them.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 40.
Yeah, but you're dating these girls. That doesn't make you a pedophile with them.
That's true. I don't know. I've never broached it.
Yeah. Did you ever get stuff from girls?
Yeah, but nothing like too crazy.
Nothing you ever show them to anybody?
After we were done.
Real vindictive of you. Yeah.
But I take most of it off because my nieces grab my phone when I'm at home.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You have to worry about a whole reality that I don't even know.
Yeah.
I would say if I'm sent...
My favorite ones I email to myself and keep in a folder.
See, that's when it gets creepy. See, now you're a pedophile. Now you have a folder full of tits of people that you no longer speak to. We need to get you a counselor, okay, John? It is interesting that you say that. There are these, like, everyone's got, you know, the beauty of this podcast is we talk about things that maybe you wouldn't talk about. Maybe you're in a car ride right now with a few of your bros, and now you can discuss, what are you doing with these tit pics, you know? I think that I don't like, I'll say this, as a person here on Earth, when I get a tit pic, I don't like sending it over any more internet things. So, like, even emailing it to myself, I just like to hold it in that text conversation. And now with that little eye in the corner of an iPhone, where you can, like, go to the media and it's easy to go find. I'll show you on my phone all day. I won't be forwarding, though. Mm-hmm. I don't want
with
trail
no face,
leading to me.
With no face. What if there's a face?
Oh, I'm showing that. If you're within arm's length of me, you will see the face of the titty that I've been sent. And I don't think that if I sent my dick pic out, I'm expecting that from the girl too.
Sure.
I'm not expecting her to be like, you know, group email to 10 chicks, check out this fucking strong medium.
Right. Well, you can expect that if it's a micro.
I mean, micro, I can't believe these people exist on Earth. I can't believe they don't get park in handicap spots. They should be allowed to, right?
I found out like someone that I know is a micro, and I just...
Did they have the personality of a micro penis?
No. But I did jokingly say, like, he's got a micro, and then the girl was like, and I was like, he does.
No way. And were they an asshole? See,
Good guy.
I think it's two. If you have a micro, you're either an asshole or you are meek. Like, I think it's like one of the two. I can't believe that this is just a normal good guy.
Yeah.
Because that's why I assume that person should get the handicap sticker.
Right.
Why you parked there? Don't worry about it.
I got my problems.
I don't worry about you. You don't worry about me. Would they use it? If you had a micro penis, would you use the handicap sticker?
And I would fake a limp.
You fake a limp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. So to answer that guy's question, he's right. He's changed my perspective, and that's what this is all about.
Okay.
It is full titty, no face.
For sure.
Is even exchange for the dick pic. And I'm not saying you have to send these pictures. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm here with John Fish at Johnny Fish on Twitter, JD Fish on Instagram. Let's read this one. How do I win the breakup? We've done this email in the past.
Yeah, we're pretty much like, don't try to win the breakup.
There's no winning.
Right.
The winning is never texting again. That's the winning is not, you can't see the win.
Not thinking about the breakup anymore.
Is not, yeah. The winning is like, it's like going to Mars. You're not going to see the celebration here on Earth. Right. You know, just know that you won. Uh-huh. You know, like this guy writes, don't worry, I'm black. He writes, sup Juju, no racial. Don't worry, I'm black. I can say it. Black listener from Toronto here. Oh my god.
No racial.
Is it a black guy in Toronto? They have those there? Okay. Yes, we exist, he writes. I'm in a bit of a pickle. Recently, my ex has been popping back up in my life. The other day, she popped up in my DMs after commenting on my Insta story. And yesterday, she messaged me on Facebook to tell me that she thinks she's getting stood up on her date. I told her she shouldn't be messaging me about that and I don't want to hear about it. And she said things like, we're best friends and I need some support. We're definitely not best friends. We don't even talk. I love his honesty.
I like this guy.
I like him now. He, the thing is, the world that we live in is like, and I deal with this a lot, like exes will come back into the fold because if you're updating on Instagram stories, let's use that as an example, you do feel like you're in someone's life.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, I see people that I don't see for a year, but I see them all over Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, I know exactly what you're up to.
Do you know how many people come up to me and be like, how are the omelets?
Yeah. People were talking about the omelet. What do you call it?
Like the J-Tran Ami Hour?
Yeah. They were talking about it. You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
We were talking about it at the cellar table the other night.
Yeah. So this is something that I've done. And like, I, you know, but I'm having fun with the medium.
Yes.
That doesn't, me doing that, and I do it just because I'm fucking around.
Yeah.
Is it, what the problem is, everyone personalizes as everything. So like this girl sees anything he posts and is like, how does this relate to the movie of me?
Right.
And that's what we all do because it's natural. You see some.
But you can't do that with the omelets.
So you're, don't do that with the omelets.
You're clean.
I'm
that doesn't, unless you show a girl in there with you, it's pretty much just omelet for omelet's sake.
That's the problem with these things is like, now what girls and guys do to like solidify themselves in any relationship, they're like, yeah, why wouldn't I be in the Ami Hour? It's because I'm trying to still fuck.
Yeah.
So we broke up 2 months ago because I feel like I was settling and the relationship had run its course.
Tell her that. That'll end this best friend thing you have going.
Hey, I felt like I was settling. What? Where'd you go? Hello? I made sure to keep my distance because I'm not the type of guy that could stay friends with an ex. I hate imagining her with getting smashed by a bunch of randoms. I love that the minute she leaves him, she's just taken over by a group of random hooligans that are fucking her.
From Montreal.
Smashed by a bunch of randos. Yeah, a bunch of fucking, what is it called?
Canucks.
Canucks.
Quebecers.
The idea just irritates me, and it's something I don't want to think about. I've been on my share of dates, too, most of which ended in makeouts and little grabbing and lots of pre-cum. Thanks for that window. Yeah. I didn't need that. My question is, how can I get to the point where I don't care anymore? We dated for a year and a couple weeks, most of which was semi-long distance. She's the first girl I said I love you to, and I meant it. She's 22. I'm 21. She just graduated college, is off to law school. I just finished second year. I took 2 years off after high school to work and travel. Please, sir, train. I need your Jewish wisdom to help me out of this. I hate that she has the power to fuck up my mood for a night.
He is
he sent a picture of them,
though.
Too.
He's conflicted.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude.
But he's conflicted. He's saying in one part of the email that he's settled, and then it's the first person he's told that he loved. Like,
yeah.
He's not. I'm not sure he
That's
really
him.
Knows where he is with this person.
I think anyone you end things, have you ever ended a relationship and then been like, man, I should have given that another month?
All of them
Really? I'm a tortured soul.
I've never done the right thing.
Do you ever think, like, is there anyone that comes to mind right now that you're like, I should have given this more time? Yeah, I have someone I think about with that, and I'm like, and that's just normal.
Yeah.
And it's not because they were a good person for you and they're a version of someone that you're going to end up with. Like, that whole idea of the one is fucked up. It's not true. You could end up with any number of people, and we see that more today than people used to be able to see that, because you used to be able to get in touch with five people.
Yeah.
Really, like, realistically, there were five people you could have married. Your parents could have married. Today, there's like 50.
Look at arranged marriages that work.
Yeah.
You think... those people aren't connected in some cosmic way, or maybe they are. Maybe that's how they are.
But maybe they've taken out the idea of choice, and that's a little bit freeing.
Yeah. Who's that kid? Assad? No, he was in that Stress Factory show, and I kept seeing sponsored.
I'm just
blanking on his name.
I know the Stress Factory show because it was an Indian show,
yes.
And Nimesh wasn't on it, so I made fun of him 1,000 times.
That's just bullshit.
I said, look at, they fucking hate you. But
he had the best joke. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Did you
see it? He's like, all my friends are like, how do your people marry someone that you don't even know. And he's like, how do you people do it after you know them? It's the best joke.
That's great. I mean, it's true, though. Like, there's, for this guy, he's just worried, will I find someone as good as her? Which you will. It'll be better for you.
Because Akash.
Oh, Akash Singh. Yeah. He's great.
So funny.
So funny. And he's, I mean, he is right.
Yeah.
Once you put aside all those questions, like, oh, is there this? You're basically, any girl you're dating is competing with a ghost that gives a better blowjob.
That's one way to put it.
But I'm saying, like, you're imagining a better version of whoever you're with. And you're saying, oh my God, I'm giving up this ghost with a haunted blowjob. You know, and this is what he's saying. And he went through it. He did it. So you're better for having moved on. The thing that you can do to not feel bad about it is unconnect.
Yeah, you can do it two ways. But that's the bottom line. You can do one is just you have to be the mature person and just be like, hey, look, I need to get over this, so let's not have any contact. So you put it out there, and that way, whenever she does contact you, you've already said your piece, so you're not being a dick by not returning it. You're just holding your word, and you told her why. You're not trying to play games. You're just saying, I need space for me to get over this. Or you can be a dick and start doing the shit that she's been doing to you, like, hey, I was fucking this girl the other night, and I need your advice because we're best friends. She'll stop texting you soon.
Yeah, that too. I do agree, though. The hardest text to send is the most vulnerable one, and that's the most vulnerable one, to be like, hey, I don't enjoy getting messages from you because it makes me feel badly. Can you stop? I'm going to stop messaging with you because I need to move on. That's a simple text to send in hypothetical land, harder one to really type out and press send on. So,
but it's the mature thing to do.
That's the mature thing to do, and there's no winning. You're never going to win a breakup again. You'll only win when you don't know you won. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with John Fish at Johnny Fish on Twitter, JD Fish on Instagram. I like this title because it's something I never thought of before. Uncomfortable around my best friends. Yo, Jared, I get anxious when I'm hanging out with my closest friends. We've been hanging out since ninth grade, and now we're about to graduate high school. Anyways, I feel confident. I make changes in my life, have no instances of severe anxiety, and then see my friends. And it's how can I show them my new me, and they're still judging me by my standards of my old me. Then old me returns. Because once I'm in front of them, oh, it's a high school email too. Because once I'm in front of them, I feel like I'm faking it, even though...
High school email. That's cute.
Because once I'm in front of them, I feel like I'm faking it, even though the improvement really did happen. And then the anxiety spiral makes it so I'm actually faking it. Then the weeks of improvement disappear entirely. Any advice? Man, this was a riddle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what this guy's talking about?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you go different places. I mean, I used to when we used to play basketball in Astoria, I remember being a little bit different. And Gary Goldman said to me, he's like, why aren't you like that? You seem so much more confident on the hoop court.
Yeah.
Or just when we're hanging out there than you do. And I'm like, I don't know. I get anxious when I'm about to go on stage. I think that has something to do with it.
Of course. You're thinking about other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Yeah. I guess you, I don't know how to change it, but there's, you know, try to be true to yourself as much as you can, and then eventually they'll catch on.
I think the hardest, you're totally right. I think I hear what he's saying, because like we all turn it. This happens a lot for kids and adults that go to college and then they come back and they're like, I've been given the space to etch out, you know, the more confident version of me at college, and I want to come back and prove everyone that I'm this new grown up.
That's what I was going to say. It's picking moments where you're like, well, I can show how different I am now, but don't do that. Will naturally happen.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Trying to show your changes will only show that you haven't changed.
Yes.
That means, you know, so I think, and that's tough advice to take, easier for us to give. It's like, just stop trying to prove. Yeah, stop trying. Just go have fun with your friends. Go along. And don't try and look for moments where people are like, he's changed. Because no one's going to do that for you. We're all the star of our own movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, were bit players in everyone else's movie. So no one's even looking for changes in you. They only notice them as time goes on.
And this does start sound like the start of a screenplay.
Yes.
And then I came back and I wowed them all.
And I did it. And then he fist pump in the air. I just think, like, for this guy, and I get what he's talking about. This is a problem in high school. This is a problem in college. This is a problem once you start working. You get in different situations. Like, there's sometimes I'm around people and I'm like, man, I really nail it with this group of people. I'm really on my game. I'm me. And then you get around some other people and you're like, man, I just don't feel like me around these people. And that's more normal than trying to prove that you're that good one around the other guys.
Right. Yeah. And you're in a better situation because it sounds like you like who you are now.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, I've met people over the years, like guys I went to high school and college with that, that were, you know, in their mind, cooler in high school and then didn't really crush it in college. And, you know, they're like, no, but I here's some pictures of me. I was really...
Yeah, look at how cool I was then.
Yeah.
Yeah, self-improvement is all about just like, hey, I did that shitty before. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it the next time I encounter that. But you can't force yourself encountering those things. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like a lot of these are... There's some good email titles coming up. Gym motivation. You like the gym?
No.
Nobody does.
No.
So let's get that out.
All right.
There's nothing to make you love the gym. Like, and if someone says they love the gym, they're a liar. No one likes to sit.
Aaron Berg.
Yeah, but he can't love the gym.
He goes to two different gyms, he told me, because he gets bored at one. He likes to spice it up.
But this is why he doesn't
love the gym. That's true. Yep.
He needs a whole other gym. Yep. Yeah, I love my wife, but every now and again I need another woman to reinvigorate myself for this woman. You know, dearest Train, short and sweet, I'm a rising junior in college with a very slim build and fairly tall. Overall, I'm a decent, loose-looking kid, but I never go to the gym. Here's my question. How do you get to a point where you want to go to the gym? I've tried to put on weight. I've tried to the gym before, but there's been little to no success. I know that you always say everyone's a star of their own movie. Literally just said that. Holy shit.
Really, the last couple of weeks. He'll say something, and then he reads the next line, and it's exactly what he
is. A lot of synergy going on here, which is honestly...
Which is the name of a gym here in New York City.
The star of your own movie. Yeah. Which is honestly the greatest advice I've taken away from this podcast. Thanks, man. However, there's some sort of stage fright that makes me not want to go to the gym because of my current scrawniness and lack of working out knowledge. I'm more likely being a massive pussy, and if Greg Stone is your guest, I'm sure this will be the response you guys come to. But seriously, do you have any suggestions?
First of all, I just walked by on my way to the subway, walked by Greg Stone in A&F, the sandwich shop, eating the sandwich that they named after him.
They named a sandwich after him? Yeah. This is very inside baseball. Yeah. Greg Stone, you can go find him at Greg Stone, smiley face _ apostrophe, because he made the worst name ever. But he's been a constant OKP on the podcast.
Don't worry about him
judging you.
He's eating a sandwich that was
named after him. What's in the Greg Stone?
It's just a bunch of trash, cheese and stuff. I think coleslaw.
Yeah,
I think it's weird. It's like not what he always ordered. I was like, is that what you always ordered? He's like, not really. I ordered it one day and they were like, we should make that yours. And I was like, okay.
Do they all know him there? Is that?
Oh yeah.
He's got a sandwich named after him.
Yeah. He eats there every day.
Holy shit. I gotta get Greg back on. Yeah. But seriously, do you have any suggestions for how to get through the tough part of working out that is starting new?
Well, maybe, you know, I don't know where you're going. Are you going to your college gym, or are you going to where you're anonymous? Or maybe find that gym that isn't with people that are going to make you feel insecure?
I hear what he's talking about. I will say this. Here's how you do it. Plan ahead. If you have a plan for what you're going to do, because... My big thing, I hate being at the gym. There's a point where I'm like, that's enough. I need to leave. I need to go home. And so my thing is, let me get through a set amount of things. The problem, sometimes you go to the gym and before you know what you're doing, you just fool around. Like there's no, the best part about working out to me is accomplishing the task, putting a bow on it. Oh, so, you know, I lift then run. So my lift is like 20 minutes. Like I don't even do a lot. Just a quick lift and then I do 30 minutes on the treadmill. And 30 minutes is done. I have done the gym. 1 hour. Out. So for this guy, put a plan together. Go to somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking about. Tell him that you want him or her that you want a plan to do 4 times a week that will help you build muscle. And go and then go on Google and you can look up all the moves. You don't even have to have someone show you.
It helps though.
It helps, but I'm saying go on Google, look it up, and then when you go to the gym for each day, have the things that you're going to do and bang them out. And do lighter weights. Don't go heavy. Just go lighter weights at first so you can work your way up. Then next week you do heavier. But everything's better when you know where you're going.
Yeah. That's why I do yoga and it's like a class. So you're going and you shut your brain off and yes. You're there for the hour and a half. And I mean, you could sit down the whole time, but you don't because half the battle is getting yes. There.
Well, that's like why I like the boot camp class. I go to these boot camp classes and it's brain off. I'm getting the number two. Let me finish the number two. I'm out. Meaning, number two meaning in like, it's the fast food of working out. Because you go and you order, I'm ordering like leg day today. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Just got choked up thinking about Barry's
bootcamp. I burped once on this podcast and I remember my brother was like, don't fucking do that. Like he was so annoyed. So I just held back. I was going to do it. And then I decided against it. Let's do another. I'm a pathetic waffler.
Nice.
This is the longest fucking email. I'm 37 and I've been in a relationship for the past 6 years. We lived together the first 4, but the last 2 have been long distance. I fly out to see her about 5 to 6 days every month, which is expensive, but we're older than your typical listeners and both have good jobs. Here's the problem. The mantle of douchebaggery weighs on me like a sopping wet blanket because I've been seeing another woman for almost 2 years.
What?
Oh, this email went from being the worst to the best, huh?
Yeah. What is the waffle?
I realize that your guests, and many of your listeners now think I'm a scumbag. Listen, this is the no judgment zone. You came here with your problem, Papa JT and Johnny Fish and Mansampy, we're going to take care of you. We're going to bring you to our teat and let you drink our milk. Okay, so he writes, but I'm genuinely conflicted. I've always felt that a man should end a relationship when he recognizes it has no future. I'm with him. But therein lies the problem. I can see 2 very plausible futures here. I'm in 2 completely separate relationships and can unequivocally say I love both of these magnificent women. Fortunately, and in some ways fortunately, I can't prolong the duality of this dating debacle much longer. I need to make a decision, but I'm waffling. Woo! This is a juicy one.
Yeah.
Girl A.
The long distance?
Is a highly educated professional with great, stable, and respectable $300,000-plus salary. Don't read this on air. No, the before part was okay. There's another part that he's asking. She's the hardest working person I've ever known, but also the most stressed out. A key difference between us. I'm accomplished as well, but prefer a more low-key, laid-back, and stress-free lifestyle. She's willing to move back here to be together. So this is a long-distance one that this is the longer relationship. But there's an expectation in order to do that. We'd have to get married within a year. Her clock is ticking. Listen, I hear that. Honestly, getting married a second time and having children terrifies me. Choosing her would require significant lifestyle changes on my part and a totally different trajectory for my life. Seriously, a complete about face in terms of my obligations and responsibilities. Marriage, children, non-existent me time.
Fucking your other girlfriend.
Yeah. Being a stay-at-home dad since she works 100-plus hours a week. Oddly enough, I'm somewhat open to it with her because she radiates love, grace, and charisma. I know that if I ever wanted to have a child, she'd be the woman I'd have it with. Since your listeners thrive off the area code rating system, let's give her a 769. Yeah, I know everyone else thinks their girl's a 999, but I can be honest with myself about these things, and you know what happens to women after 30. Well, don't let her listen to this.
I wonder what we weren't supposed to hear.
If he was okay with that.
Wait, can I just say, by the way, if
the
this
party
girl,
I'm with it actually isn't...
Oh, okay.
Like a big deal. But I...
Well, if he doesn't want you to say it,
just says,
don't
read this on there, and then, but, and then I read it. But it's not a big point.
100 hours a week, you know, of work or whatever. She's working so much. She has a kid. She's not going to be working that much. Yeah. Like, things are going to change for her also if you have a kid.
Very
so
true. The kid changes for her. It's not just here. I mean, he's taking this in a very, like, old school, I'm the housewife way. Here's your kid. I'm going to work. That's not going to happen. This is a new age, you know. She'll have a kid and things will change for both. You're right. Girl B, okay, is from another country. And then he has another don't say this. Not a big deal.
Shitty country.
One that is currently quite different than America. And how women treat their men. Very giving. Good blowjob. Selfless, housewife oriented. She too is an extremely dedicated worker with her career. But I can tell it's not her number one priority. When we're together, she lives to satisfy me. And he writes in parentheses, domestically. She's the epitome of a willful subservience. Oh, this is getting a little weird now. I'm her everything, and she'd probably jump off a building if I asked her to. Dude. Okay. Her citizenship is guaranteed through her company, so I know it has nothing. Doesn't behave this way towards just me to ensure the green card. She's an only child, stands to inherit sizable amount of money someday. But doesn't care about status, possessions, or other cliche superficial things. She truly just wants to love and be loved. I respect and admire her genuine and loving nature immensely. She wouldn't even expect me to marry her. She knows I'm no big fan of binding contracts. She embraces my disinterest in having kids. I believe that she'd wholly satisfied being in a dating relationship forever if that's what I wanted. Rating 788. By now you might be thinking, how can this slapdick truly be in love with two women at the same time? And you'd be right to suggest the absurdity of it. My heart tells me it's not as simple as neither of these women are right for you. If anyone can illuminate this quandary, it's J-Train. I feel a real big responsibility to this email. So there's a lot going on.
It's kind of wild that he's dating like an extremely successful person. He sounds very successful. He's got these crazy relationships. And he's like, I got to go to Jared about it.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is a little, it does feel a little weird for me. I got to say, I just ate turkey out of a paper thing, so I don't know. You've come to the weird place. I'll say that.
Sounds like he's a get out of jail free card. He mentioned he could just keep them both going, and he said if it gets weird, he just has that the second one jump off a building.
Yeah, now he's good. Yeah. No blood on his hands, or tough. Yes, there's a lot. What do you think?
I don't know. It sounds like one of two things. He's just sort of dragging his feet with the long distance.
Yeah,
because of the long distance part, and just go for that. But something in me, it's like, well, you were together for 5 years before it was long distance.
Yeah.
So where was the trigger then? Were you just younger and didn't want to do it? Sounds like the other thing is more just like, it makes you feel good. It's great, but it's not it doesn't sound like you have an equal relationship that's gonna grow. And
it sounds like a lot of like kind of what I go through mentally with girls that I date. Where I don't think he's a scumbag. I think, listen, these things fucking happen and you are where you are. It does resemble a lot of thoughts that I have. I don't know if you think this way. You know, Mansamp is a married man. Mm-hmm. There is that choice to, like, grow up. You know, like, one girl presents you the choice of, like, hey, you become a real live adult. You get married, you go through the difficult parts of life that you are actively avoiding as a non-relationship with one person for the rest of your life person. And I totally get that. The other person lets you live in childhood. Oh, it's about love, man. You know who doesn't do all that? Oh, and she loves this, love that. That's what married people don't do. They speak in more real terms. Her one feels like reality and one feels like staying on, you know, in young vacation, which I'm with him on. I'm in that vacation with you. But every day I see one more of my friends leave the island. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and enter, this is my wife, this is my kid, this is now the new adulthood. Because we used to think adult was like 18. No. 2017, adult is when you literally take you put another life in front of you that you're responsible for. And he sees with one, that's what has to happen. And with the other, he gets to be, you know, headphones on at dinner.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's how much of an adult I am not, that my differentiation between a relationship and not is, will I be able to have headphones on at dinner?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, no, and it sounds like you're saying this guy is ready to do have the long-distance girlfriend come home.
I think he sounds ready to me. I can't tell him what to do. All I can say to him is, you either want life to move forward or not. And right now, there's one girl that moves you forward and adds new responsibility, and those are scary. But sometimes the best things for you are the scary things. Like, I mean, my dad even said that I bought an apartment. And he was like, this is good. You know, I was, you know, you get scared. You're going to have a mortgage. All that. And he's like, this is a good thing. This keeps you burning, you know, something that you're responsible for. And that is a good progression for my life. And he might not be ready. He might be too afraid to do it. But there's a point where you got to say, what am I here for? Life is tougher with the, you know, the girl, things are going to change. The way he thinks things are going to change with the woman who makes all the money that wants to have the kid, it's not going to be exactly what he thinks. Just like what Mansamp said.
Right.
It's not going to be, here's the kid, your fucking life is now secondary to my life. That's not what's going to happen. There's compromise. That's what's going to happen. But the one that's from a far off land that, you know, services your boner whenever you say, yeah, that's being a single dude and having to not answer to anybody. And that's just keeping life at status quo.
Right.
Which is fine to do. I'm not, like, I know for, like, comedy's sake, like, a lot of time I'm like, you know, we were talking before, like, someone has a kid and all of a sudden they're doing less comedy stuff. That happens a lot with them, and that's their choice. That's not a wrong choice. That's the choice they make. So that's all I can say about this.
So do some comedy, bro. This guy should start doing
So there's
comedy.
An open mic every 5 o'clock here at Stand Up New York. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with John Fish, @JohnnyFish at Twitter, @JDFish on Instagram. Go follow him, support him. So fucking funny. Also, go watch your Letterman set, your Colbert set. Those are great sets.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
I think one of them.
Yeah, you could just Google either of those. Yeah.
Yeah, go. The Colbert set was awesome.
Thanks, man.
Fucking sick. Your choice. What do you want to do? Break up with him, burn down the friend zone, post breakup blues. A lot of breakups. Yep. The weather must be changing.
Yep.
This is what happens.
Yep. What was it again?
Break up with him.
Yeah.
Burn down the friend zone.
Well, yeah, we haven't heard from a lady yet, right?
Yeah, we haven't. You're right. Okay. Avid female listener, Mansamp, cue the music. I've been meaning to send this question for a while. My best girlfriend is one of those relationships where she seems to always have awful things to say about it. Never takes action to end it, no matter how much she says she wants to. I love my friend, so I try to be supportive in her decision-making, but I also know that she deserves better than to settle for a relationship where she's not truly in love with her boyfriend. It's also frustrating as hell to play free therapist listening to her complaints about the same things over and over again. This is a complaint a lot of women have, because this is what they mostly talk about is their relationship status, which is fine. But I had a friend like this where, like, it never stopped.
I've been the friend.
You have?
Yeah.
Are you you'll go to everybody?
No, I'll try to limit it to a few people.
Yeah.
But I remember having a particularly rough breakup and having a friend be like, look,
I've given you
everything. I can't talk about this anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the thing that, like, kept coming back to?
Well, just I had this girl that we would break up, we'd get back together, we'd break up, we'd get back together.
The breakup, get back together thing is frustrating from the advice giver's point of view, because it's like, yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. And just, yeah, it wasn't right, but I was in love with her.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, she wasn't nice. She wasn't good for me. She wasn't good to me. and it was just there. Mm-hmm. And so there was nothing else to talk about it. I was just saying the same thing over and over again.
It's either you're taking the drug again or you get off the drug. And that's what it is. I mean, now a little more detail. She's 27. He's 25. They live together in his house and have been dating about 2.5 years. She has pretty much known from the very start that it was not who she wanted. She has voiced her feelings to me and others and time again. How she knows he's not the right one. She loves him, but is not in love with him. She doesn't feel like her best self with him, et cetera, et cetera. All her friends and family members have agreed. I'm trying to get the other sad part is he knows what's going on in her head, too. Mm-hmm. About 3 months ago, he was planning to proposing on their vacation. She found out and told him that she wasn't ready for that step, which has already told him before. So I definitely think he's in denial about the health of the relationship. Every time she tells us that she's planning on ending it, she puts it off with some dumb excuses. I understand that she's scared. She doesn't want to be single. Because all her friends and family members are committed relationships. She doesn't want to move out of his house because she's not renting her own, all et cetera, et cetera. I agree, it's harder to dump someone. My question for you, what do you recommend she does in this situation? Do you think she really wants to end it or just likes complaining? How am I supposed to keep playing the role of supportive best friend when she's turned into a broken record? What do you think? Here's a photo of them. I'm going to tell you right now, she's going to be fine.
Yeah. And he is not.
I can say kidding, she bro. Is going to, just kidding, but she is going to be just fine on the open market. Listen, if she needs a place to stay, I can do my best.
She needs to, she doesn't need to, but she could say what she just said at the end there, not quite in those words, but I want to be your supportive best friend. But I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again to you. Mm-hmm. I just think you need a little push, a little courage. And, you know, when I heard that, I thought, you know, well, maybe if she got out of this relationship, some of the other friends are looking for the support to do that,
well,
too.
Well, this is kind of what happens. It's a domino effect. It's either everyone gets married or everyone breaks up.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because that happens a lot.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Here's where I see her. Here's her problem. And I can see it in her writing.
Who, the friend or the...
The friend. Mm-hmm. Do you think she really wants to end it or does she like complaining?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it's between. She has a confidence issue. She's not confident. Okay? That's what you're fighting. You're not fighting her. She doesn't like complaining. She doesn't like the attention. That's not what it's about. It's she is not confident enough to think that she will be fine after this. She's not confident enough to move into her parents' house and be the girl who's graduated that still lives with her parents for a little while. She's worried about what the world will think and what people will think of her. And she's just not ready to go through that fucking storm. I get it. But that's the problem. It's not
you have to boyfriend. Do the hard thing now that's going to be better for you in the long run.
Exactly. This is medicine. So you need to play to that. And you need to tell her that you're done giving advice. You're going to do it one more time. Here's how you see it. I'm going to do it one more time. I'm not going to talk to you about this boyfriend ever again because at this point you're being unfair to him is what I would tell her. And then you say to her, you're being unfair to him because you're making him think that something's there that isn't. And you're being unfair to yourself because you're better than this and you don't even realize it. You need to realize that you're pretty and you're worthwhile and it's going to be okay. And when you move home with your parents, yeah, we're all going to talk about you, but until you get out again, which you will.
And you can come stay with J-Train.
Come stay with J-Train. So I just think she has to attack it a different way and then stop attacking. Because everyone's telling her the same thing. She knows, she knows, she knows. But the minute people stop listening to you is the minute you're like, fuck, I got to just tell the person I've been talking about the whole time. So end it. Put a fucking... cut off the head, say it's over after this. I'm gonna tell you one time. She'll cry, it'll suck, and then you say I'll be here for you when you end it, but not until you do. I'm not listening to it anymore because now you're the boy who cried wolf. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. John Fish, this is fantastic.
We're having fun.
A blast for you. At Johnny Fish on Twitter, JD Fish on Instagram. We're gonna be right back with hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. John Fish, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Great advice. Loved every second.
We're doing it.
At Mansamp, Mandatory Samson Podcast on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Let's do some hypotheticals. You ready?
All right.
Howdy, I have a hypothetical for you. You will go to prison for life if you don't seduce an A-list celebrity, guy or girl, in 6 months or less. Time starts now. Any consensual sexual contact gets you out of jail. Who do you go after, and what's your strategy? This is one I wish I had thought about prior to the cast.
All right. First, I go read the game.
Brush up. This is like one of those. This could be a movie.
Yeah.
This could be like a great,
that is a great movie.
A comedy thriller.
Yeah.
I think we are at a little bit of an advantage to this because if you go through your phone book, we have some celebrity friends that can get us to some other celebrity friends.
Absolutely. We have
so
some
we have
people.
To take that out or no?
Mm-mm. No, we're no, it's you personally. You know,
all right.
Do whatever you can.
Yeah, that's what I, that's my
angle. You're going
angle.
To somebody, you're going celebrity adjacent.
Yes.
A celebrity adjacent.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to go the move.
And real old.
Old. Yeah. Like giving up old. Yeah, yeah, I need giving up old.
Desperation.
I don't know who I'm going for. Who do you, what's the celebrity?
Oh, I couldn't even, I would have to be like, I would talk to one of my like more famous friends and be like, who do you know? Who's single? Who would make out with me? Like, what's going on?
I have a strategy.
Yeah.
But I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I mean, I don't want to go to jail.
No.
This isn't time to take the high road.
Life or death.
Yeah.
Right. You got sick. Exactly. Right. You're going to jail. So pull out all the stops. You got to empty your bank account on this, whatever it's going to be. But it's a proximity game. You got to figure out, like, I'm here. I'm in New York.
Yeah.
So I have a little bit of an advantage, right? There's more celebrities around. But you got to figure out where they're going to be generally. And then I think you have to orchestrate some kind of chance encounter.
Mm.
Yes.
And I like the way you're thinking, though. It's like, you find out when they're going to Kansas City, when they're a little bit lonely.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
And then what? You're here?
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Okay, well, as a guy, the beauty of being a man, we can always go gay. We can pull that ripcord. Okay?
True.
And listen.
Which I would. I'm not going to jail.
I got to say.
I didn't even think about that.
Listen. If you're out there and you're straight, think about how many times you think about sex. Gay man's doing the same thing.
Right.
Okay? And he just wants to turn a dude. So
that's
at the final
game.
Hour, you're not going, we ain't going to jail, people.
No, because you're going to be doing some gay shit in jail too. So.
That's okay. So just at the 11th hour, we always have that ripcord we can pull. I agree with you.
Let
proximity
add,
and then run into them.
Right.
Let me add, you just find the closeted one because their stuff is limited.
And they're not going
to
put it out there.
Yeah. So they're like, here's my op. Great.
Here it is.
Yeah.
And I do like the road thing. So it's like, what you do is, the only way you could go real famous and like get around them from like my perspective, go to like an after party for an event.
Mm-hmm.
You see them at the after party, see these chicks. Hey, what's going on? Meet them, introduce yourself. What's up? Then you see that the girl has a road gig in like Cincinnati, the Natty. You go to Natty. Hey, what are you doing?
Did you just
here?
Coin that?
Yeah, the Natty?
Yeah.
I think someone else must have said that. I can't have been. You go to the Natty. You get like a $200 Delta flight.
Yeah.
That's your chance to try and go at that female, you know, comic A-lister celebrity.
Yeah, what
that's
saying.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, oh, you were at that after. What are you doing tonight? Then you say I had a fundraiser.
Yep.
That brought you out there.
Well, A-list female comic. That's a smaller
short pool.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's the one that we would be around the most.
Yeah, right. You guys for sure. Yeah.
You know? Or A-lister. That's tough to get around.
Oh, yeah. It's A-lister.
I mean,
A-lister.
That you're right. That's I mean, Kevin Hart showed up to the cellar with four bodyguards.
Yeah.
Four.
Right.
Yeah.
A-list females just got to have that.
Yeah, we were at somebody's party on a roof, like a post-show party, and Jennifer Lawrence was there with like, you know, she was in the middle of the deck, and if you just looked there, if the camera was just tight in on her and her table,
you wouldn't know,
but there were like two security guards in both corners ready to pounce.
That's so fucking cool. I mean, like, because what these, you know, I was thinking about with Jennifer Lawrence and like Kevin Hart, they have like insurance on them by the studios.
Right.
Yeah.
So like someone could like hypothetically, you know, I'm not saying, you know, could like kidnap them and hold them ransom to the studio.
Yeah.
Not like that's what Tropic
it's
Thunder.
Another movie plot.
No, that's Tropic Thunder.
Right.
is basically, that's kind of like what goes on in that movie. So it was just interesting. Like, you just see like, oh, there's a whole staff. And then I was like, why were they all, they were all dressed up. But I, then someone told me that that's because they don't know where they're going to have to go that night. I never thought about it.
So they just overdress.
Yeah. Let's do one more hypothetical. J Train, feather emoji, 888, and OKP. Would you rather name your firstborn child chlamydia for $3 million? No name change allowed, no nicknames. Also, bring back Dan Soder. He's hilarious. We'll get him back. Would you firstborn chlamydia for $3 million? Do you do it?
Yeah.
Gotta do it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Gotta do it.
I feel like it's easier with your son, though, because when he gets older, he'd be like, we're rich because I named you chlamydia. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, the son.
Your daughter's gonna be a little more pissed off about it, probably. But
well, this is why I'll marry a black woman.
Because now I want to do it.
Now no one would, you know.
Well, that's a pronunciation game anyway. You just don't say chlamydia. You say like chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Right.
That's it. Now she's in a series of movies. I don't know. I could say it's Israeli.
Yeah, of course.
Chlamydia.
I could say it's $3
million. It's $3 million. Yeah. You can't turn that down.
There's a UFC fighter, Junior Dos Santos, and he named his son Bento, which obviously it's like a bento box, but it just means blessed in Portuguese. Okay. So it's like, chlamydia, okay, no big deal.
Also,
Hebrew for huge cock.
Quick loophole. You could always name it abort it.
Ah, name it in the womb.
That's right.
A womb naming. Yeah. Take that $3 million. Oops. It's called our whoopsie.
Do you get hate email at all?
Never.
Okay, good.
Everyone loves this show.
Because I might have just started it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Do we have news or are we more hypothetical? I got more hypotheticals.
Yeah, I mean, I have one, but whatever. Yeah, do the hypotheticals. They're fun.
Here's a, hey, Jason Fried, I got a hypothetical for you. We had another podcast review this podcast without listening to it. They just saw a picture of me, then read my bio, then read my name is Jason. Like, I don't even know. That's not possible. You reading the literal bio that I wrote with Jason Fried. Would you rather wake up to a dog eating out your ass or dog...
Yes.
Dog,
oh, sorry.
Or dog the bounty hunter eating out your ass. Either way, they're both surprisingly good at it. If that one is too raunchy for you, then how about this one? Well, let's do this one.
That's a no-brainer. That's the dog.
The dog, yeah, no question.
Yeah, I don't want dog the bounty hunter at my house.
You got to show him out.
Yeah.
You got his weird... His weird hair ornaments all over the fucking
place. Yeah, the dog, you just go, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
The dog goes away.
And then it's you and the dog's little secret.
Right.
You stop.
When you're
it.
Done.
You stop it. Yeah, 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 I got you.
You stop it after a while.
Okay, okay.
After you come. Then how about this one? Would you rather wake up to a cat eating out your ass or Cat Williams eating out your
cat
ass?
Cat Williams.
Oh, man. I would just do it to hear Cat Williams go, what the fuck you got in your ass?
Cat Williams, because then... You also don't have to go to jail. You bring it back around.
Wait, is that a jail?
He's
time?
An A-list.
Oh, he's an A-list.
He's an A-lister.
Oh, yes.
Cat Williams.
Perfect. You're right. I never thought about that. This guy's a real fan. He signed it sincerely, my dad's name. That kind of freaked me out a little weird. Hypothetical.
What
we
is that?
More.
I don't know that one.
No, he gave my dad's name.
Oh,
like,
oh,
literally wrote
oh,
my dad
oh, oh.
sincerely, and then like, yeah, a little, well, little much.
And you've said your dad's name on the show before?
No, but maybe he was tagged on it's Instagram
it's
or something. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Would you rather have your mom walk in on you every time you masturbate, no matter where you are, or every time you masturbate, a link of whatever you're jacking off to is automatically posted to your Twitter feed, letting your followers know what you're watching? If you choose the second option, you can't delete it until you have finished the job. The link is on Twitter for the duration of your jerk sesh.
Oh.
So work fast. Which do you pick?
Oh, that's easy.
Easy.
Yeah. We don't even have to dignify it with an answer.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what you're really saying with the first option is so you never, ever masturbate again.
Yeah. And the second option is just fucking keep your fucking wandering eye to itself.
Well, and also, it's like...
Don't get too exploratory.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Just don't get too crazy. All
I
right,
mean,
maybe
if you
want
to up the ante, then I would say the link gets delivered to your mom. You know?
Oh.
But, but the other is
I'd rather the
no
link go
deal.
To my mom anyways.
That yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah, you got to keep up in the ante on the second one.
This one is a multi rapid fire hypotheticals. You ready?
Yeah.
Dear J Train, the Brainy Man Samp, and OKP, my friends and I have comprised a list of hypotheticals we have worked diligently to compile. We would be interested in hearing yours and the level-headed man Samp's along with OKP debate. Ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather live only on chicken or steak?
Chicken.
Going through a vegetarian phase.
So gay. Yeah.
Can't. NA.
I'd go chicken. There's more that you can do with it. More options. Be a rock or a tree?
Tree.
Yeah, tree.
Tree. You can see everything.
Yeah.
Richest man.
Breeze.
Richest man alive or most popular? Richest.
Richest at this point.
Yeah, what the fuck do I care if people like me?
Yeah. Live off of Skittles or M&M's?
M&M's.
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 Read minds or look into the future?
Read minds.
Look into the future.
Really?
Yeah.
Read minds. I'm going with read minds because looking into the future would scare the shit out of me. Like, you'd see, you'd have to, it's like knowing when, like, it's like someone telling you they're going to punch you in the face, and then you're like, okay, when's it going to happen? And you're like, well, it's coming.
Yeah, I guess I immediately went to that Mel Gibson movie where it was like he didn't have the ability to filter it, so everything was just coming to his brain. I guess if it's Read Minds where you get to pick it.
Focus in.
Yeah. Okay.
Read Minds, because you can also like use that to determine, like, you can
You can change the future based on knowing somebody's mind.
Yeah, you could bring, oh, they think this, so I will move in this direction.
Right.
Always be itchy or sticky. This is a tough
sticky.
One. Sticky.
Nah, I hate being sticky.
No, I hate it, but itchy.
I'm going itchy.
My back itched the other day, like after the shower, and I was like, oh my God, this is
But it feels good to scratch it, though. It never feels good to be like, ooh, my hands are stuck together. That's gross.
I'm going sticky.
All
right. I gotta go sticky, but neither is good.
Kill an innocent man or get killed by a criminal.
What?
Killed by a criminal.
Killed by a criminal.
When?
You're always... Anyone who's killed by a criminal, no matter how bad a person you are, you're deified a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, how are you going to live your life if you kill an innocent man?
Yeah, you can't. Rather be Tom Brady with all the perks, QB on a Super Bowl team, millionaire, good-looking guy, or Giselle, Tom Brady's wife, for listeners, and younger to have sex with Tom Brady. What's that?
What?
Rather be Tom Brady with all the perks or Giselle and younger to have sex with Tom Brady? I don't understand.
I don't know either, but...
Well, you would take Tom Brady just for the Uggs.
Yeah. I love a good pair of Uggs. I would rather be Tom Brady or Giselle.
Is that the question? No, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, why wouldn't... Yeah. I'd be Tom Brady.
I saw Giselle on Fallon
recently.
Did you see that?
I think so.
It was so funny.
I saw that she was on it. I don't know if I saw it.
I watched the interview. She told a story that went literally nowhere.
Ugh.
And
they have time to think about those, too, which is what's crazy.
They planned the stories that they tell. And they set her up.
It was still very well received.
It was so well received that I was like, oh, my God.
I didn't
even
see it, but I can tell.
She has been lied to her whole life. Like, Giselle, this story literally made no sense. Had nowhere to go, had no, like, peak to it. It was just, and Fallon, you know, good for that guy. He was just like, he's sitting there with his wide eyes, like, waiting for, like, the moment that he can laugh. And then he gets to the moment, and he, like, did his, like, fake laugh. Yeah. And then...
We love you.
We love you. And then it was funny because... Even the audience didn't know where to laugh, and they're on laugh track. You know, they're getting told when to clap, when to... And they were, like, a second behind.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, Giselle, like, I get it. Like, I get everything. Good for you. You're a fucking mogul. But, like, she didn't even know that story sucked.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like, every human being on Earth has watched, like, 1,000 episodes of late-night television. You can't figure out where the beats to a story would be.
They're rooting for you to tell a good story. It's not her problem. I feel bad for her. She doesn't know where the beats to a story are because no one tells her the true beats.
Right.
That's true.
So no, every guy and girl, even girl, because she's just a super she's a super human.
And also, there are comedic actors and comedians that go on and panel and don't nail it.
Every time. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, she is like And also, it doesn't help that she's also rich. Hmm. So not only is she beautiful, so every guy's like, now she has people, the only people around her are people that work for her, get paid by her, or get paid because of her. So they're going to laugh at the wrong beats, too. And right. then this story was just a dribbling mess. And then I was like, oh my God, is this Tom Brady's life? Listening to these stories that go nowhere.
So back Even up, Tom I'd rather Brady, be, yeah, now I'd rather maybe be I'd, Giselle. Yeah. I'd rather live in ignorant bliss.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, I want to be Giselle now, too. Tom Brady has to listen to that horrible story.
It's fun to win, though.
It was about dogs and then That's babies. So yeah, it is fun to win.
Yeah.
Dog. It was about dogs and babies and made no... And then Tom got a dog, and all of a sudden she had a dog, and she was like, and Tom doesn't want to see my dog. And we're like, where are we here? What happened? If you can find that interview, you gotta...
I think I might, although they might have taken it off the air.
Well, then it was funny because I follow Fallon on Twitter,
yeah.
And what they'll do is they'll put up like a meme, like quoting someone. They cut down the story to such a point that like it made some sense. Like some writer was like, we got to do something with this fucking hunk of shit. And they cut it down, and it is like an efficient, you know, thing on a meme. And it's just her beautiful face. Yeah. Like,
you're such a big Patriots fan that you're like, I'll support Giselle.
I tried. I was there that whole story. Yeah. And I think I was high too, like watching at home, and I'm going, what is going on? Like, no one knew when to laugh. Well, John Fish, this was a pleasure. Thanks,
you so much. Man. Thanks,
man. Always
for
great
me.
To have you on. At Johnny Fish on Twitter, at JD Fish on Instagram. Go support him. Go follow him. Also, go look up
me.
His Letterman and Colbert. They do not Giselle it. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, man. This was a fun one.
At Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. I'm Jared Freed. We do these every Tuesday and Friday. I love doing this podcast. I love for you guys to tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell a family member. We want to keep this pushing out. The summertime is when we really find some new people. So it would really be great if you push it out to some friends and family. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, JTrain56. And we'll be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom! Boom!